It could be any day now. The apostle tells this church at Thessalonica, he said, let no man deceive you by any means. Yeah. For that day, and that's what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on that day. That day. If you need a hashtag, hashtag don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. All right. My brothers and sisters, the longer I live, the more I realize that knowing the truth and believing the truth are matters that have eternal consequences. It's of the utmost importance because once you know the truth, then you are responsible for how you respond to the truth. How you respond to the truth will determine whether you live or die. It's that important. And from the onset, I'm talking about the truth of God's word. God's truth. Because when it's all said and done, that's the only truth that's ever going to matter in our lives. And before you can respond to the truth of God's word, Minister Osborne, you need to know the truth about God. And I hope y'all don't mind if I tell the truth about my God. First, God is the sovereign creator of the heavens and the earth. That means God is in control of everything that has happened, everything that is happening, and everything that will happen. Although God is sovereign, God is not a tyrant because he gives man free will to make decisions for himself. God is holy. There's absolutely no sin or evil thought in God at all. God's holiness is the foundation of all that is good and perfect and pure in this universe. God is infinite. I love the infinitude of God. God is without boundaries. He has no measures. That's why we can't put God in a box. God is a Trinity. One God with three distinct personalities. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God is one and he cannot be divided. All are involved completely whenever one is active in us. God is wisdom, or he's all wise. He has the ability to devise perfect ends and achieve these ends by the most perfect means. Simply put, God makes no mistakes. God is omniscient. God has perfect knowledge and therefore has no need to learn. And cannot learn. God is all knowing. God knows everything, and his knowledge is infinite. God is omnipresent. God is always present. God has and will always be present. That's why the Bible says he's with us always. He will never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. God is omnipotent. God is all powerful. God has infinite power. He allows his creation to have some power without diminishing his power. He doesn't have to expend energy. So he never needs to be replenished. God is self-existent and self-sufficient. God has no beginning and no ending. He just exists. Nothing else in all this universe is self-caused but God. God was before in the beginning, and he's going to be there after the last amen. God has life within himself. God has no needs, and there is no way that God could ever be improved. God is immutable. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is love. Love is the makeup of God's character. Love is so important to God that he gives us the definition of love in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Love is so important to God that he lets us see love in action through the life of Jesus the Christ. Love with God is not about emotions, but it's about action. God gives his love freely to the object of his affection, those who choose to follow and believe in his son, Jesus. There's so many truths about God, but we'd be here until the rapture. I could tell you about grace. I could tell you about mercy. I could tell you about his faithfulness. I could tell you that he's justice. And I could tell you about his goodness. But to me, that's all wrapped up in his love for you, in his love for me. And see, when you know the truth about God, then you're required to make a decision, Brother Pastor. And that decision is, what are you going to do about Jesus? That age-old question must be answered when you know in your heart that God is true. See, at that time, you can either accept the truth or reject the truth. And with most consequences that we make in life, they come with consequences. With most choices that we make in life, they come with consequences. But unlike the rest of life's choices, your decision will dictate. This particular decision will dictate whether you live or you die. I tell you, I love the Lord because he knows that I learn faster by visual illustration. I can read and understand. I can do research. But I learn faster by visual illustration. And don't you know, this whole week, God was painting a picture for me. He showed me this text as it played out in the lives of the people facing the impending destruction from Hurricane Florence. Just like the Thessalonians, these folk in the Carolinas had truth to deal with. For the folks in Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul had to write a second letter, clear up some confusion that got started after his first letter. For the folks in the Carolinas, especially the folks in New Bern, North Carolina, they had to make a decision about what they were going to do about Hurricane Florence, based on what they did about previous hurricanes. In the first letter, Paul comforted them, and he cleared up questions about those who already died in Christ. He told them, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For I believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, God will bring forth with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. With that truth from God, some believed, but others took it and altered it for their own purposes. Some used this truth to discredit Paul because they wanted an immediate return of Christ, because the church was under heavy persecution and the people were going through trials and tribulation for their faith in Christ. I find that it's amazing. When your back is up against the wall, you will either stand on the truth or you're going to run from the truth. Y'all going to help me preach this? Although the truth might have been different for the people of the Carolinas, they had a truth that they had to deal with based on past experience. All week long, the meteorologists have been warning the people of the impending destruction. The hurricane was a Category 4 hurricane with wind speeds from 131 miles per hour to 155 miles per hour. The hurricane was huge, and it's moving slow. Those two facts alone should have caused fear to come over the residents who were in the path of this hurricane. Some folk believed the truth that was being told about this hurricane, and they immediately left for shelter and for protection. All week long, people were warned, don't shelter in place. They were even given orders to evacuate. But there would be no emergency services that could help them once the hurricane made landfall. Although the hurricane speed was downgraded from a 4 all the way to a 1, they still warned the people it wasn't the speed of the wind that they should worry about, but the amount of rain and the storm surge that this hurricane would be bringing, that should cause you to be in fear. Faced with this truth all week long, can you believe that some folk disregarded it? And they were determined to ride this storm out in their homes. They boarded up their windows, boarded up their doors, put sandbags around their property. They got gas for their generators, and they filled their refrigerators with food. But when the day came, after disregarding the truth all week long, the day came when the hurricane hit and they found themselves in trouble. Just like the people told them they were gonna be. After hearing the truth, over 150 people in New Bern, North Carolina, found themselves calling to be rescued because they didn't listen to the truth that was being told to them. Precious lives were lost during the hurricane because they didn't listen and believe the truth that was being told to them. Life and death decisions were made because they chose not to listen to the truth that was being told to them. That's when God, he spoke to me. He told me it's no different with the Thessalonians. And he said, it's no different with the folk in church today. My goodness. folk are making life and death decisions every day after being told the truth of God's word because they don't believe that day, and it could be any day now, that is coming. You have people intentionally altering the truth and giving alternative facts for their own benefit. They heard the same truth as everyone else in the church, but they said, they tried to make it sound like something else just so it could fit their own needs. They caused confusion in the church of Thessalonica by telling the members that it should have been an imminent parousia or an immediate return of Christ based on the persecution that we're facing in the church right now. Don't you know it's easy to distort the truth when people are dealing with hard times? I wish I had a witness. Amen to me. When you're going through something, you don't always make the best decisions. Mr. Osborne, you got people coming to the casino who have financial problems. They have no disposable income. They have no savings. They have no retirement accounts. But they believe the hype that they can win a jackpot and solve all their financial problems. Poor decisions are made when you're going through something. Doubt has a way of creeping into our minds and blurring the truth when you're in the midst of a struggle. Look how many people have gone to prosperity ministries because the preacher has distorted the truth of God's word. And he exploits the economic hardship of the people because they tell them that your condition is based on your lack of faith. And if you want more, then you need to give more. If you take an introspective look at yourselves and determine how many bad decisions were made in your life because you made poor decisions when you just because I'm going through something. Okay. Let me say it this way. How much Ben and Jerry's did you consume? Because that relationship broke up. How drunk or how high did you get because you felt they did you wrong on your job? What self-abusive behaviors did you develop because they bullied you at school? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And like the Thessalonians, how many times have you said, if God's word was true, then why am I going through these things in my life? If problems cause you to doubt God and his word, just because things get a little rough, then you might have to ask yourself the question, do I really believe? There are times in my life that I feel like Job. And God has allowed Satan to do everything he wants to me, but take my life. But not once, I tell you, but not once will I doubt God or the truth of God's word. Amen. Amen. And just like Job, I'm going to say, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish I had some good old church mothers in this house. Because you know they used to say, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. I don't know about you, but my God is bigger than my problems, and he's bigger than my situation. Just because things didn't go my way, Minister Shad, doesn't mean that God's word isn't true. Paul told the church at Thessalonica, don't be shaken in your mind or troubled in your spirit. Let no man deceive you by any means. Don't believe the hype. The word of God is true. And the day of Christ is at hand. That day is coming. Just because you're going through your persecutions and folk in the church are making a whole lot of noise, that day is coming. And God's word is true. Like I told you before, when I was with you, before Christ comes again for the second time, not the rapture of the church, but his second coming, there must be a calling, a falling away first. And not only will there be a falling away first, the son of perdition, that man of sin, must be revealed. Apostasy must take place before that day comes. But you can trust and believe that the word of God is true. And that day is coming. Paul tells them what the Antichrist he's going to do and how he's going to deceive the people with all types of signs and lying wonders. He tells them how they're going to believe the lies over the truth, how they're going to reject the truth of God and believe the lies of Satan. He tells them it's for this cause that God is going to send them strong delusion so that they believe the lies. He tells them that the people will be damned for not believing the truth of God and having pleasure in unrighteousness. Paul tells them that this has already started. And because it has already started, that should give you cause to give God thanks. He said, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He goes on and he says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, as our Lord Christ himself and God, even our Father, who have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. My brothers and sisters who are in the struggle with me, if that's not good news, then I don't know what is. So let me hurry on and rush to the conclusion of this matter. The church at Thessalonica, they overcame because they held on to the truth of God. And they did not believe the lies of men, even when they were going through something in their lives. Paul told them to stand fast and hold on to the traditions that you've been taught, whether by mouth or by letter. God has chosen us from the beginning to be saved, Minister Judkins, and sanctified through the Spirit because he knew you would believe the truth and not the hype. Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loves us, has given everlasting consolation and hope by his grace or his unmerited favor that he gives to us on a daily basis. Let not your hearts be troubled. Comfort your hearts. Establish you. Build you in every good word that you say, in every good work that you do. And I don't know about anybody else, but I know the truth about God. And I know that God's word is true. I know that day is coming. Could be any day now. I've been hearing that all my life. I know that Jesus is coming soon. Doubters can't blur God's truth with their negativity and their lies. See, I won't let my problems outweigh God's truth no matter what I'm going through. I don't care how much apostasy and folk fall away from the church. You can't make me doubt the truth of God's word. The more folk take on an antichrist spirit, lets me know that God's word is true. The more folks say that abortion is a woman's choice and not a life, that lets me know that God's word is true. The more folk choose unnatural affection, men with men and women with women, lets me know that God's word is true. The more folk call evil good and good evil, lets me know that God's word is true. The more folk put darkness for light and light for darkness, lets me know that God's word is true. The more folk put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, lets me know that God's word is true. The more I hear about divisions in the households, fathers against sons against fathers, mothers against daughters against mothers, mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws against mother-in-laws, that lets me know that God's word is true. The more I hear about wars, rumors of wars, that just lets me know God's word is true. The more I hear about the greater frequency of natural disasters, hurricanes and tornadoes, earthquakes, volcano eruptions, super typhoons, mudslides, wildfire, global warming, all it does is let me know that God's word, his word is true. The more I hear about the moral decay of the nation, the strong delusions of men and women that are even in my house, blatant lies being told every day by our nation's leadership, drug addiction at an epidemic level, gang violence, police brutality, school shootings, and scammers hacking identities and accounts. All it does is let me know that God's word is true and Jesus is coming real soon. If you know the truth about God, and you know that God's word is true, be encouraged. Find consolation in the fact that God has chosen you for salvation from the beginning. Be encouraged. Build yourself up. Even though you're going through some hard times, just know that Jesus himself and God the Father, who loves us so much, gives us hope each and every day when he gives us grace that is sufficient enough to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. It doesn't matter how much they laugh at your words or mock your work. Just know in your heart and know in your mind that God's word is true, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Just know in your heart, the just will live by faith. God's word is true. And that day is coming. That's why I don't believe the hype of delusional people on their way to hell. I know the truth about God. And I know his word is true. Doesn't matter what I have to go through, nor how long it takes. It's still true. And the day is coming. Go on and ask me, why am I so confident? I'm glad you asked. I'm confident because the sovereign creator of this world, you know the one, who's infinite and cannot be measured or put in a box, the Holy One who cannot lie, the all-wise, all-knowing God, who's ever present with me in my life, with all power in his hands, who is present with me all the time, who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The one who's without beginning, and he's the one without an ending. The one who can sustain himself by himself. My God, who is faithful. Shows mercy, not justice, gives grace, but most of all, my God, who loves me so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on Calvary's cross so that I would not have to perish, but have everlasting life if I would just but believe on him. I'm confident because my God who walks with me, my God who talks with me, and my God who tells me that I am his own. He said, you were worth it. I know that day is coming, but because God's word is true, and if he did it before, I said if he did it before, he can do it again. Because I know about another day that they said wasn't going to happen. But when the fullness of time was come, it might have taken 42 years, 42 generations, Minister Giles. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born in a stable in Bethlehem. I said, because God's word is true, the shepherds got to witness his birth and go out and tell it on a mountain. Because God's word is true, ordinary fishermen became fishers of men. Because God's word is true, blinded eyes were opened, lame legs were healed, withered hands were made whole, issues of blood were fixed, multitudes were fed, captives were set free, sinners were converted, and the dead were raised from the grave. Because God's word is true, the power of sin was broken when the penalty of sin was paid for in full out on Calvary's cross. I said, because God's word is true, death, hell, and the grave had to turn their keys over to Jesus when he took my place and he took your place in hell for 3 days and for 3 nights. Because God's word is true, death lost its sting, the grave lost its victory, when God the Father, who loves me so much, raised Jesus from the grave early that Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, with all power in his hand. Because God's word is true. I know that day is coming because he's preparing me. Daryl Coley said it like this. He's preparing me for something I can't handle right now. He's making me ready just because he cares. He's providing for me what I need to carry out the next matter in my life. He's preparing me. He's getting me ready to go back with him. He's changing me. He's improving me. He's renewing me. He's rearranging me. He's preparing me. He's getting me ready to go back with him. That's why you can't make me doubt him. I know too much.